And this is your Community Connection on COWS 100.9, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna. Good afternoon. I'm Corey Hargith here in studio with you, and it is the first Tuesday of the month, which means our guests are from the Owatonna Chamber of Commerce. And joining me here, well, we got the two Brads, the ones trying to do something with a camera, it looks like, at the moment. Brad Meyer, I guess it's your turn to talk.
Yes, sir. Hi, Corey.
I got to get myself back in the motions for this interview, since I was completely on vacation last month.
You were. You had a big cruise, if I recall, or something to that
and
effect.
It was fantastic. Came back, and a few days later is when we jumped down into those minus 20s and 30s below
that's
zero.
That's right. Well, Mr. Fisher went left town when it was the coldest.
Yeah, that's what I strategically left. When it dropped like
that. Was nice for you. Yes.
Perfect timing on my part.
But with that all said, Corey, thank you for having us on today. We're glad to be here. So I know we've got a few things. We are expecting a guest, but that may or may not happen here today. So you may just have the Brad and Brad show from the Owatonna Chamber.
We can always make that work.
Which is just fine. And we're thrilled to be here. So we're looking at the week ahead. A couple of things thought we'd mention. We do this event called Chamber 101, and this is right in Fisher's wheelhouse.
Yeah.
You want to explain what that is?
So Chamber 101, hence named now, used to be called New Member Orientation, and we opened it up to anybody who'd like joined the chamber within the last year or so, and we've changed it to open up to everybody, because a lot of times people have been members of the chamber for a long time, and it's what are all the features and benefits I get with my membership, or what does the chamber do? What does Glenda do? What does tourism do? What is it? So we opened it up to everybody now. And so it's this Friday, 8:30 at the Ted G. Ringhoffer Conference Center. And of course, if you drive by our building, Corey, you'll see the new signage emblazoned above the door and on the north wall of our building. And it looks great. So anyway, so new member orientation, what happens? All of our chamber staff is there. They all kind of go over what their role at the chamber is. It takes about an hour. We provide a little breakfast, a little coffee, maybe a little orange juice, and you're in and out of there in an hour. You can meet some new chamber members, maybe some people who've been members of the chamber for a long time. People come and like to get a refresher. And it's fun. It doesn't take long. It's totally casual. And we have you on your way within an hour or so, and it's a great way to meet some new members and just kind of find out everything the chamber does, because once we're kind of done, people are just sitting there going, wow, I didn't realize you did all this stuff, because we are involved in a lot of – we have our tentacles in a lot of areas maybe, and it's it makes quite an impression on especially our new members.
And so is there registration required for this?
Yeah, we like people to – so I sent out an invite to new members, people who have joined the chamber within the last year. But we've had stuff out on – it'll be out again on Tuesday Talk. I know it was on our social media this morning. I saw it. And we do like you to register just so we know how much food to have. And it's just easy to do. You can just go to our chamber website and do it. Or you can just call the chamber office and say, hey, I'll be there. I have people that email saying – I'll be there, and my store manager is going to be there. Awesome. We'll put you down, and right now we're getting that room filled up, which is good. That's what we want. We love an overflow crowd.
And so how often do you do these sessions?
Yeah, we do about three times a year. We've got one scheduled, obviously, this Friday. Then we have one scheduled in July, I believe it is, and then in November.
Just to kind of, you know, pick up, because you'll have different businesses or individuals joining the chamber all throughout the year.
Correct.
And that way they don't have to wait an entire year to be a part of it.
Yep, exactly right. And we had somebody like they had registered to come to the one last November, and then it's like they couldn't make it. When's the next one going to be? And we'll have one sometime in the early spring. And so we've got this date set aside, and then two more throughout the year. And if once you attend, then I kind of take you off my mailing list with my new members, so you wouldn't get that email again. But as people keep joining the chamber, I keep adding them to my database, and you will get the email for Chamber 101.
Yep.
And it's fun. Yep. It's a lot of fun.
So that's this Friday, 8:30 in the morning. And then that same day, you know, there's a lot of energy at the legislature early on because there was some controversies around elections and that kind of thing. Now it's they're actually doing some work, which we appreciate. Representative Tom Sexton will be back in town on Friday. He'll be at the chamber from noon to 1 or 1:30, somewhere in there, for a coffee with the legislator. And he's going to share some updates on what's going on and if people have some thoughts for him. He's always open to that. The one big piece of legislation we've been keeping track of on behalf of the business community is the paid medical family leave. There's a bill that's going to be heard Thursday that would delay the program 1 year to give more time to get this implemented, which we support. We think that'd be a good idea. We're a little worried about how this is going to roll out, how it's going to hit businesses and their employees who also have to pay into this. So we will see what happens. We'll talk to Tom about that on Friday, and I'm sure he'll have other things. The big thing this year, Corey, as you know, is they have to pass a budget, which is never easy, and I don't know how long it'll go to get them to agree to a budget. It's supposed to be done end of May, so we'll see.
And with these coffee sessions with Tom, he's doing these every month, correct?
Correct. Yes, that's his plan. He said the one thing that might derail it is if they start holding stuff over now on Fridays as well, just because they're a little behind. But that's his plan, once a month, and he'll do it down at the chamber office. And so we like that, of course, because we like that connection, and it's a good opportunity for our members to connect with the representative as well.
And I'm sure if there's someone that wanted to get in or connect a question or whatever to them and they aren't able to connect with them, I'm sure they could just contact the chamber and you can get the question to them and such like that, right?
Absolutely. Great point. Yeah. If they wanted to email down to the chamber or call us, either way is fine. And we'd be happy to do that for sure. In fact, we had somebody last time was waiting. They had notes and they were ready to go. So that's,
I think they were there about 9:45 or 10 and waited in our front room there. It's like, can I get you anything? No, I'm just here to see Tom. Okay.
It's make sure be they 2 can get hours. Their seats.
No, that's yes. Okay. I got time. So. Tom will be at the membership 101 as well.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. He plans to be there.
So you've got plenty of opportunities to visit with local lawmakers. So I think at this point, we'll go ahead and take our break. When we come back, we will continue our conversation with the Owatonna Chamber of Commerce. This is your Community Connection, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna on COWS 100.9.
We're keeping it local. This is your Community Connection on COWS 100.9, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna, your hometown bank.
Well, that was the open that was supposed to play off the top. I mixed up the assets when I put them into the system, but oh well, we got it to play.
Sounds like
that?
A great show. Yeah.
We have a new open and everything for this. So I was hoping to play it right at the very beginning, but this is what happens when
you're running on no sleep. It's
yeah,
fine.
Pretty much.
It's fine.
It was a very long night last night. We'll just say that. In case you didn't know, MSP International, it's a very quiet place at 1 a.m. when you get a plane coming in.
Gotcha.
Old red eye.
Yeah, right. We'll just leave it at that. But we are back with your Community Connection, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna. We are visiting it with the Owatonna Chamber of Commerce. Brad Fisher, Brad Meyer, both here with me in studio. And we're going to talk about a study that you guys got going on related to a kind of a space for, you know, bigger ordeals, I guess. Yeah. We could call it that.
Yeah, ordeals. That's a good way of putting it. Yeah. So convention and meeting space has been a big topic lately, actually, around town. And so back in 2007, so you go back 18 years, the chamber did a study on convention space needs for the community, that kind of thing. And it's still being used today. We had a couple of businesses over the last year ask for that study as they were looking at different space that they're going to try to develop. And so, excuse me, the thought came across that maybe we should update that. It's 18 years old. And so we were actually given some funds donated to the chamber to do this study with a company called CSL. And they specialize in meeting and convention space. And so they're undertaking that study for us right now. In the next 3 or 4 months, we should have an updated version that'll tell us what kind of things we can, what makes sense for our size of community, what we can attract, what kind of space we can fill, that type of thing, which is important when you think about, we've added a lot of hotel rooms with home to suites that opened last summer, and now the DoubleTree plans to open this spring, which adds over 200 between those two 200 hotel rooms. So we need to fill those as much as we can. And so the more things we can attract here, the better for our community.
I have a question, Mr. Meyer.
Yes.
So the study from 2007, what did it find out? What were the results of that? Because I know you've talked about it often, but what was in it?
What did we find? So they go through and they, maybe I should just explain it real quick and then I can tell you what it said. They use it and they go out and they regionally, so upper Midwest, and connect with groups that would come to communities that they think would come to a community our size and what their needs would be. And for Owatonna right now, our sweet spot max capacity is around 250, 250 people. If they were going to have breakouts and that type of thing, that's probably as good as we can do, with the exception of the Four Seasons Center, which, you know, almost always has ice in it. Let's be honest. There's a few times it's not, and those are filled with Farm and Power show, the home show, that kind of thing. So, so we could, based on that study from 2007, it says we could accommodate up to around a 20,000 square foot facility for meetings and conferences. That was based on the information at the time, which would have included the Holiday Inn, which will now be the DoubleTree. So we would have already had that space in play. So what we're curious to know is, what we've always thought is, we need space that might get us up above 500 people, that will open up kind of a new marketplace. And if this confirms that, then we know we have people and developers interested in creating more space here. But then you run into the question of, where does it go? And often convention centers are tied to or near, very close to a hotel, some type of property that way. So there's some of that element that they're not going to tell us where to put it, but they will give us ideas on where it would be most successful. So we're excited for that, because we always speculate on what could we get here, but we're not marketing to groups of 500 today because we don't have the space. So if we had it, would they come?
It really comes down to just finding the best way that we can continue to grow the city, because if we have a space like that, then that could start attracting other businesses to town too.
Totally. Yeah. And if you get enough of those coming to the community, so there's some general extrapolations you can do. So every, based on Explore Minnesota Tourism's number, every overnight at a hotel leads to about $250 in expenditure. So if you extrapolate that over events, so a good example of that would be the Model T convention's coming to Owatonna in July. And that'll bring a couple of hundred room nights, actually it'd be about 100 to 150 room nights over 6 nights. So you start doing the math, and times 250, you know, it ends up being a very significant impact in the area. So if you can do that over and over again, it not only fills hotel rooms, but your restaurants and, you know, your convenience stores are happy, and certainly retail as well.
We're going to have to talk more about that Model T thing, because that will be really cool to see that. And not only are you going to draw in the people that are participating, but I'm sure they got people that will come from all over the area to want to see something like that too. So,
absolutely. So Glenda Smith, our tourism director, has been extremely active with this and has been promoting it over the course of the last year or so. And, you know, we've had the Model T's at the fair, and we've had them, I don't know, she's had it at all kinds of
Downtown
stuff.
Downtown Thursday, they Downtown set it up. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so what she wants to do is make sure the community knows they're coming, so that when they're here, it's not like, oh, we didn't know this was coming to town. You know,
surprise.
Yeah, exactly. And that could still happen, but it'll be pretty neat, because you'll have I think she said about 250 Model Ts in the community all at once. And there'll be times for where the community can come out and see them. So Lisa, our Main Street director, is helping them coordinate an extra Downtown Thursday while they're here in downtown Owatonna, which will include the Model Ts, food vendors, bands, and other vendors as well. So it should be a lot of fun.
And of course, that's just the start of the things that are happening through the Owatonna Chamber. Where can folks go to find more information about what's coming up? You join me every single month, but there's a lot that happens in between that time.
That's it. And people are always looking for that calendar of events. We have a community calendar on owatonna.org or visit owatonna.org. And then also our chamber events are on there as well. So pretty easy to find. And, you know, things like the Downtown Thursdays, Lisa's already working on that. Flowers have been planted for downtown. Spring is in the air, we think, minus tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah, if we ignore it, maybe it goes away. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not holding my breath on that part. But Brad Meyer, Brad Fisher with the Owatonna Chamber of Commerce, thank you guys for coming in and joining us here. And we look forward to visiting with you again coming up in April.
And we'll have a guest.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to that. All right. That is going to do it here for our community connection here for today. Your Linder Farm Network Midday Farm Review is on the way here at the bottom of the hour. And then you're stuck with me all afternoon. I'm in for John Partridge this afternoon, starting at 1 o'clock here on Kyle's 100.9.